Andy Bierman is a local business owner and Park City Council member who will officially file in June to run for the seat held for the last three terms by Mayor Dana Williams.
It hasn't been much of a secret. It's a small town, and I've been talking to folks about it, but I'd like to make it official. I do intend to run for mayor this fall, and I'm very excited about it.
Bierman has been on city council since January 2012, and he says his interest in the city has been mounting since then.
I really enjoyed my time up there, and I feel like I've been effective, and I've been watching Dana in the role as mayor and impressed with what he's doing, and started thinking that might be something I'd be interested in advancing to someday.
Along with his wife, Thea Leonard, Bierman owns Treasure Mountain Inn in Park City. He says it's his business philosophy that piqued his interest in the city's issues.
I own and operate a small business called the Treasure Mountain Inn up on Main Street. I guess it's more of a mid-sized business. And I run it on the triple bottom line theory, which is people, planet, profit, which is very similar to the community values we have at the city. And through that business, I became involved in the Historic Park City Alliance, eventually became the president of that organization. And at the time, I felt like the organization didn't have a strong relationship with the city. So I took that on and started meeting with the mayor and the city councilors, developed relationships there, saw what their job was about, and felt like I might be able to make a difference there.
He doesn't see the mayor's role as a figurehead, Bierman says, but as an integral part of the council.
I think the mayor is very important in that they set the tone for the town, they participate in some of the negotiations, and I think they really are here to articulate the community values. I wouldn't really be leaving the council. I would just be taking on a larger role.
When he ran for city council, Bierman focused on trails, smart growth, and open space as key elements of his campaign. He says those are still priorities. His goals and vision for the city have expanded while he's been on city council, shaping his current platform in his campaign for mayor.
I think we need to decide what the big next is for Park City, I've been calling it. But we've been a ski town, we've been an Olympic town, and we certainly went through a real estate boom. But we need to figure out what our identity is going forward. And I think that needs to be a community conversation. But I have an idea what I think it could be, and that is connecting our community. And when I talk about connecting our community, I mean connecting the three resorts over snow, connecting those resorts back to town through gondolas, chairlifts, other transportation. Crosstown, public transportation, buses, and perhaps some alternative forms, as well as increasing our trails and walkability.
He says ultimately he'd like to see that connectivity tie in with light rail from Salt Lake.
My goal would really be to create a Park City where you don't need a car, which is different than a carless Park City, but certainly I think it's a step in the right direction. And I think the last part of connectivity that's important is the virtual element. I think as a society, virtual connections are becoming increasingly important. And I think we need to flesh out our broadband infrastructure, both for our citizens and for attracting new businesses. And then other things I think I'd like to focus on are regional collaboration. I don't think any of the challenges or opportunities facing Park City right now are limited to our boundaries.
He says he's watched the city do a great job with internal sustainability. Now he'd like to see that pushed out into the community, creating a model city of sustainability.
I don't think you're going to accomplish any big objectives without thinking big. Certainly, I imagine 30 years ago, people laughed at us when we said we'd like to have the Olympics here. So I think it's worth a try.
Bierman commends the strong role that Mayor Dana Williams has played.
Dana's been a tremendous mayor, and I think he deserves a lot of thanks from the community. He's certainly put his heart and soul into the job, and he's made a lot of personal sacrifices during his 12 years in that role. And I think he's going to be a tough act for anyone to follow.
That's City Council Member Andy Bierman on his newly announced bid for mayor. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.